So we're going through the Heidelberg Catechism every week. Could you put up question 88? Last week's question was, what is involved in genuine repentance or conversion? And it said two things, the dying away of the old self and the rising to life of the new. The next question, 89, is taking that first part of the answer, saying, what is the dying away of the old self? And it's explaining that. The answer, to be genuinely sorry for sin and more to hate and run away from sin. The scriptures to back this up from Psalm 51, the psalm we just sang. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Then down to verse 17. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. Then from Romans 8, verse 12. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Then from 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. Then I have a quote from a commentary on the catechism. The knowledge of sin, these three things, the knowledge of sin, sorrow for sin, and the flying from sin, differ in their subject, or as it respects that part of our being in which they have their proper seat. Number one, the knowledge of sin is in the mind. Number two, the sorrow for sin is in the heart. And number three, the fleeing from it is in the will. So it's saying in the mind, the heart, and the will. The turning, which is included in conversion, is in the heart and the will, and is a turning from one thing to another, from evil to good.